We have seen recently the general election in the United Kingdom.
刚刚我们在英国看到这个的大选。
We had the first coalition government for over 60 years.
我们60年来我们第一次有一个的联合政府。
Mr. Cameron and Mr. Clegg are leading the new government.
Cameron 和 Clegg 呢就现在呢他们是就领导这个新的政府。
But they could not do the job on their own.
但他们不可以只是靠他们两个人。
They needed help.
他们需要帮手。
So they invited helpers.
所以他们去邀请一些邀请帮手。
Members of the new cabinet.
内阁里面新的成员。
It seems that every great movement
看來每一個即是一個偉大的時刻
cannot be accomplished by one man
都不可以只是靠一個人做
Confucius had disciples
孔子他自己有他的門徒
It is said that he used to have 3,000 men following him
他通常有就3,000個學生
He also had some core members
他自己亦都有圍內的人
They were with him day and night
他是跟他日夜咁样嘅同孔子一齐。
It is said Plato also had disciples。
亦都系曾经讲过话，柏拉图佢自己都有门徒。
He had many students。
佢亦都自己有好多学生。
In his academy。
喺佢嗰个嘅学校里边。
Now Jesus had a greater task。
耶稣有一个更大嘅工作。
The greatest mission ever。
是最有史以来最伟大的一件的事工
to accomplish
去达到
for the salvation of the humanity
就是人类的救赎
so we are blessed with the fact
所以我们呢实际上得到很大的祝福
that Luke and John tell us more about how Jesus called his first helpers
因为呢路加和约翰告诉我们知道耶稣怎样去呼召他第一批的门徒
so every time I study this passage
每一次我去读这一段的圣经的时候
I get very emotional and deeply moved
我真的是很感动
God uses ordinary man to accomplish his great program of redemption.
就是上帝就是用这些很平凡的人来到去成就他那个救赎的事。
We could even say that God needs human helpers.
甚至乎有人说呢上帝是需要人这些普通的人来到去做他的帮手。
Now the background to this passage is quite straightforward.
这一段的经文的背景是很直接了当。
Jesus began his public ministry after overcoming the temptations in the desert.
耶稣呢就是在过了刚刚呢就是完成了在沙漠里面去胜过那个的试探。
He became famous in the region of Galilee.
他在加利利那个的境内呢他已经很出名。
He was praised by many.
很多人去称赞他。
But he was rejected in his hometown.
但他在乡下呢就没有人去接受他。
Nevertheless,
无论是怎样
he kept teaching and healing many people.
他继续去教导和医治很多人。
In particular, he healed Peter's mother-in-law.
最特别的就是呢他医好了彼得那个的外母。
Then we come to this chapter.
跟着呢就来到第五章了。
It has four sections.
这里呢是有四段。
The first section is the call of his first disciples.
第一段呢就是呢耶稣呼召他第一批的门徒。
The passage we are starting today.
就是今天我们所读的经文。
The second section it contains two healing miracles.
第二段呢就是两个这个医治的神迹。
The next section is the call of Levi.
第三段呢就是呢呼召利未。
And the last section is his teaching on fasting.
最后一段呢就是讲到这个禁食的教导。
The first section we're starting today is structured as follows.
第一段呢我们今天呢会这样来教个结构会是这样。
The first three verses.
第头嗰三节。
Tells us Jesus taught and asked for help.
咁就係耶稣呢喺呢个嘅教导同埋呢去搵人帮佢手。
In verse 4,
第四节呢
,Jesus commanded Peter to launch for a catch.
耶稣吩咐彼得呢去落网打鱼。
And then next,
跟住
，We have Peter's hesitance and obedience。
咁啊，彼得咧就好犹豫，但系咧跟住咧佢都信服。
And then we have the blessings. We have the blessings from obedience。
咁跟住咧就系话咧，因为佢嘅信服，佢得到好大嘅祝福。
Now they had their response to the blessing。
咁跟住咧系佢哋回应佢哋所得到嘅祝福。
But Jesus comforted them and promised。
跟住耶稣咧安慰同埋咧吓，俾个应许佢哋。
And finally they gave up everything and followed him。
最后咧吓，佢哋放低一切嚟跟从佢。
Let us look at this section in more detail。
让我哋咧系嘅呢个详细啲嚟去睇呢啲每一个段落。
He kept standing by the lake。
咁佢咧吓，耶稣咧系企喺湖边。
The crowd pressed upon him to hear the word of God。
咁嗰啲群众咧去一路咁样去拥埋佢嗰度，想听神嘅话语。
There was a regional revival。
嗰度咧系有一个喺嗰个地方咧系有一个嘅复兴。
There are a lot of people coming。
有好多人嚟。
But they wanted to hear him。
佢想去听耶稣。
This was in contrast to the reaction in Nazareth。
咁啊，同咧吓喺拿撒勒嗰个地方咧有好大嘅对比。
What did the crowd want to hear？
嗰啲人想去听咩咧
？They wanted to hear the word of God。
佢哋想听神嘅话语。
They're not wanting to hear human philosophies and traditions.
佢哋唔係想聽嗰啲人嘅哲學或者佢哋嘅傳統。
And Jesus was standing by the lake.
耶穌咧企喺個湖側邊。
He taught them.
佢教導佢哋。
We see here.
我哋喺呢度可以睇得到。
The different reactions to his teaching.
我哋見到咧嚇有唔同嘅對佢嘅教導有唔同嘅反應。
Some were enthusiastic about his teaching.
咁有啲咧係好吸引到。
Some rejected his teaching.
有一啲咧係去拒絕佢嘅教導。
The same pattern was the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
係，昨天係咁樣，所有嘅反應，昨日係咁樣，現在係咁樣，將來亦都會係咁樣。
Jesus was portrayed as a popular teacher here.
耶穌喺呢度係描寫耶穌係一個好受歡迎嘅教師。
And he always teaches.
佢時時都去教導。
It's a very important aspect of his ministry.
喺佢嘅工作裏邊，一個係一個好重要嘅一樣嘢。
He taught the word of God.
佢教導神嘅話語。
Do we come to church to hear the word of God?
我哋嚟到教会里边系咪想听神嘅话语咧？
Jesus was an effective teacher too.
耶稣亦都系一个好有效率嘅教师。
Why was his teaching effective?
点解佢系咁有效率咧
？He did not speak his own word.
因为佢唔系讲佢自己嘅说话。
But the word he received from the Father.
但系只系因为佢去讲佢父亲嗰度所领受嘅话语。
As he said in John 6.
正如佢喺约翰福音第六章嗰度话
，He who speaks on his own does not do so to gain honor for himself。
佢为佢自己讲说话嘅人，佢唔能够为自己得到什么。
But he who works for the honor of the one who sent him is a man of truth。
但系嗰个为佢听从佢差佢嚟嘅人嗰个咧，就系所讲嘅就系真理啊。
There's nothing false about him。
喺耶穌度冇一個嘅錯誤。
So it was God's word that he was speaking。
咁所以咧嚇，佢所講嘅係上帝嘅話嘅説話。
Therefore he taught with authority。
所以咧嚇，佢嘅教訓係有權柄。
He did what he preached。
佢所做嘅就係佢所呢個傳揚嘅。
And his teaching was supported by wonders, signs, and miracles。
佢所個佢嘅教導就係有呢個嘅所有嗰啲。神迹奇事嗰度嚟到去支持佢。
Here, let us note the flexibility and the versatility of his teaching and preaching。
我亦都可以留意睇到咧吓，耶稣嗰个嘅教训同埋呢个嘅讲道，佢好多样化，同埋咧系好有弹性。
Jewish rabbis usually sat down when they teach。
犹太嘅拉比嘅教师咧，通常咧佢会坐喺度嚟到去教导人。
They seldom spoke to their disciples standing。
佢哋好少咧吓，企喺度。嚟到去教导佢哋佢嘅门徒。
Now we see sometimes Jesus also sat when teaching。
我哋喺度睇到咧，耶稣有时会坐喺度嚟到去教导。
That's what he did when he was delivering his sermon on the mount。
就系咧吓，佢喺登山宝训嗰时咧吓，就系咁样啦。
He also preached in the synagogues。
佢亦都咧喺呢个会堂里边嚟到去讲道。
Here we see him teaching by the lake。
我喺度睇到咧吓，佢系喺个湖边嗰。
There's no building, no pulpit.
冇建筑物，冇呢个讲台。
There's no stairs to climb.
唔使去上楼梯。
John Wesley used to say.
这个约翰卫斯理曾经话过。
That the whole world is his parish.
整个世界就是他自己嗰个嘅牧区。
Okay, two boats stood by the lake.
喺湖边嗰度有两只船。
The fisherman came out of the ship.
嗰啲嘅渔人咧，嗰啲啲捕鱼人咧，由嗰个船嗰度走出嚟。
And were in the middle of washing their nets.
咁跟住咧，佢哋喺度洗佢哋嘅网。
So they just finished their fishing business.
佢啱啱咧系打完鱼。
And wanted to call it a day.
咁佢话今日已经做够啦。
And they coming out of the boats.
咁佢哋喺佢哋嘅渔船嗰度走出嚟。
And washing their nets.
跟住咧去洗佢哋嘅网。
It's a high fishing season.
喺呢个嘅即系捕鱼季节嘅时候。
It was said that there used to be more than 200 boats on this lake.
嗰度咧可能咧会有超过200只嘅船喺嗰度。
Every boat was manned by a few people.
每一只船咧都有几个人喺嗰船上工作。
Entering into one ship that belonged to Peter Simon.
咁跟住咧吓，去到一只嘅系嘅呢个西门彼得嗰只船。
He asked him to push it away a little from the land.
咁咧吓，佢上咗呢船咧，就叫西门彼得咧吓，撑开啲离岸嗰度。
Then he was sitting down.
咁跟住咧，佢就坐喺度啦。
And kept teaching.
跟住咧系开始去教导。
So he did not stop teaching.
佢冇去停止嚟到教导。
And he was teaching from the boat.
咁佢就喺个船嗰度嚟到去教导。
And now he had the benefit of being able to sit down and rest a little bit.
咁跟住咧，佢可以咧吓，而家佢可以坐喺度唞一唞。
He was tired.
耶稣咧吓，佢系攰。
He needed relief.
佢需要休息。
So he went into one boat.
咁佢咧吓坐上其中一只船。
And he continued his teaching.
咁跟住咧吓，继续佢嘅教导。
Why Jesus used Peter's boat?
咁点解？耶稣用彼得嗰只船咧？
Perhaps Peter's ship was near where Jesus stood.
可能咧吓，佢系企紧比较接近呢个耶稣嘅嗰一度。
Did they know each other?
佢哋大家彼此有冇彼此系咪彼此认识咧？
There's clear evidence that Peter knew him by this time.
好明显咧吓，彼得喺嗰时咧已经认识咗耶稣啦。
We shall give some evidence later on.
或者前一阵咧，我哋会讲。
Now there may be deeper reasons.
咁可能咧，亦都会有一啲更加深入嘅原因。
Perhaps Jesus wants Peter to get to know him better.
或者咧，耶稣咧想彼得对佢有更多嘅认识。
To know Jesus better.
去对耶稣有更多嘅认识。
I think there's no picture is more beautiful than this one.
冇一个幅图画比呢个更加美丽。
The Son of Man sitting in a boat.
呢个人子就坐喺呢个船上边。
Teaching the crowds.
教导嗰啲众，教导嗰啲群众。
The lake was serene and calm.
嗰个湖咧吓，系好平静，系好宁静。
There was no wind.
冇风。
The only audible voice came from the lips of Jesus.
唯一所听到嘅声音咧，就系由耶稣嘅口度发出嚟，讲出嚟嘅说话。
One may hear hearty laughter at times.
可能咧，有时听到有啲人喺度由心里面发出呢个欢笑。
When Jesus cracks a joke or two.
可能咧嗰时耶稣讲咗一两个笑话。
The audience was poor.
嗰啲佢嘅听众咧，都系啲贫穷嘅人。
They were downcast.
佢被社会遗弃嘅人。
They were thirsty.
佢哋系饥渴。
They were humble in spirit.
佢哋饥渴慕义，佢哋咧吓系好谦卑。
And now comes a surprise.
咁跟住咧就有呢个嘅歧视出现啦。
When he finished teaching,
当佢讲就做完呢一个嘅教导之后
，He asked Peter to put out into the deep and let down his nets for a catch.
咁佢咧叫彼得咧撑只船去水深嘅地方，然后咧落网。
Notice that the two commands here.
我哋睇下留意咧吓，耶稣所俾嗰两个嘅命令。
He commanded Peter to let down and launch into the deep.
佢咧吓叫彼得咧吓撑去水深嘅地方。
Now, the command was issued to Peter personally.
咁咧吓呢个嘅 这个呢只是对彼得呢亲自来讲这个命令。
What a strange command.
这个是几咁奇怪的命令啊。
But from the way that Jesus issued this command,
由耶稣所给这个的命令那个的方法。
One feels that this command requires immediate response.
就是说呢这个的命令需要马上做回应。
Now, how does Jesus know that there's fish out there in the deep?
那耶稣怎么知道呢在水深的地方有鱼呢？
Is it because he knows that there's a fish out there?
是不是他已经知道呢那里就是有鱼了？
He's filled with the Holy Spirit without measure.
那他呢他根本是被圣灵充满。
And he knows everything.
他样样他都知道。
Also, he certainly has the power to draw fish to where he wants them to be.
当然呢他有能力呢可以呢将那些鱼呢吸引去他那里。
But we'd better not to probe further into this mystery.
对于这个这个神秘 的事物呢我们不再去做更多的猜测。
His ways are not our ways.
因为他那个方法不同我们的方法。
And his ways are higher than our ways.
他的方法比我们的方法是更加高。
And the psalmist says,
这个的诗人曾经讲过
You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands.
他说你派他管理你手所做的。
You have put all things under his feet.
就是一切的牛羊田野的兽空中的鸟。海里的鱼凡经行海道的都伏在他的脚下。
Thank you. But Peter answering him,
但是呢彼得去回应
said,
对他说
Master, having toiled for the whole night,
说夫子我们今晚做了一晚了
we caught nothing,
我们什么都做不到
but at your word, I shall launch out,
但是因为你的说话我们会去落网
Now, night is the best time for fishing,
晚上打鱼最好是在夜晚
but I can testify the fact,
我可以向你这样证明
Not because I am a fisherman
不是因为呢我自己都是做打鱼的
But one of my elder brothers was a fisherman
因为我其中一个的大哥哥呢他是做打鱼的
I often saw him going out during the night time for fishing
我有时看到他夜晚呢会出去打鱼
Yet the fisherman caught nothing during a heavy night's toil
但是呢我有时做了一晚呢什么都做不到
We labor in vain except Christ is with us
如果不是因为基督的缘故呢我们所做的都是徒然
unless the Lord builds a house
他说若不是耶和华建造房屋
their labor is but lost that builds it
建造的人就枉然劳力
Zechariah also said
撒加利亚他说
not by might nor by the power but by my spirit
他说不是依靠势力不是依靠才能乃是依靠我的灵方能成事
Even in our daily lives,
甚至在我们每日的生活里面
we need his blessing.
我们需要他的祝福
The ability to sleep is his blessing.
能够睡觉实在是一个很大的祝福
Doing research, we need original ideas.
当我们做我们研究的时候我们需要有一些这个独特 的意见
Ideas that the others haven't thought of.
或者一些的想法人家还没想到的
Or ideas that others haven't fully developed.
一些的想法呢可能还没呢 很全面地去想出来
In our studies we need concentration and good time management
在我们的读书的时候呢我们需要去集中精神还有呢要好好分配时间
In my second year
在我的第二年
I had real difficulties with Hebrew
我呢在这个读这个希伯来文的时候呢我又遇到很大的困难
I simply did not have time to revise it
因为呢我不够时间去做温习。
What did I do?
我有什么办法啦
？I prayed.
我就祷告。
I prayed that my mark would be good enough.
只是希望我祷告咧话咧我有足够嘅分数。
So that I could proceed to the final year.
咁我咧又可以升班去最后一年。
To study the other portions of Old Testament.
就系咧可以读呢个嘅智慧喺旧约里边嘅智慧文学。
The Lord was good and gracious.
但系咧神是这个很好同埋呢对我好有很大的恩典。
Actually got a better mark than I prayed for.
咁我所祈求呢是所得的分数呢是多过我所想祈求的。
It seems that Peter and his partners already knew Jesus.
咁睇嚟呢彼得同埋佢嘅同伴呢已经 認識咗耶穌啊。
They had respect for him。
啊，因為咧嚇，佢對佢好尊敬。
Peter called Jesus master。
啊，彼得咧對稱呼耶穌做夫子。
This is the first time that this title is used for Jesus in the New Testament。
啊，呢個喺新約裏邊咧係第一次咧嚇係咁樣去稱呼耶穌。
And it is only used by Luke。
啊，呢個只係咧嚇，只係路加咧咁係用呢個字眼。
And this title。Carries dignity and status.
啊，呢一个嘅称呼咧，系带住有尊严同埋有呢个嘅地位。
But note two things.
第一吓，留意呢两样嘢。
Now, first,
第一
，there was a hesitation and doubt.
啊，咁咧就系话咧吓，先咧系有呢个嘅怀疑同埋咧吓有啲犹豫。
After all, they were professional fishermen.
啊，因为咧吓，佢哋根本就系专业嘅渔人啊嘛。
And Jesus was the son of a village carpenter.
啊，耶稣咧只系一条乡村里边一个木匠嘅儿子。
How could a carpenter dictate what fishermen should do?
啊，咁一个木匠咧吓，点能够话嘅叫嗰个渔夫咧去做啲乜嘢咧
？Surely fishermen know their business better.
啊，咁梗系啦。到打魚嗰方面咧嚇，嗱、那、嗰個漁夫咧嚇，梗係知道好，梗係識得多啲啦。
But also know the second thing。
跟住你又留意到第二樣嘢。
There was also faith and trust。
啊，就係有信心同埋有信靠。
Where does this trust come from？
啊，咁呢一個嘅信靠係由邊度嚟嘅咧
？Some people say that Jesus must have heard of what Peter must have heard of what Jesus had done。
啊，咁有啲話咧嚇，啊，就彼得一定咧係聽過耶穌所做嘅事。
Because Jesus' fame spread widely。
因为耶稣的名声是传播得很远。
Jesus already healed Peter's mother-in-law.
因为耶稣已经医好了这个彼得的外母。
He performed miracles at Capernaum.
他在加百农那里曾经行过神迹。
And Capernaum was not far from Bethsaida.
加百农是离伯赛大不是很远。
Bethsaida was Peter's hometown.
伯赛大就是彼得的乡下。
Bethsaida must have been famous for fishing.
伯赛大一定是在打鱼的地方，是对捉鱼打鱼是很出名的。
Because it means house of fishing.
因为呢它的这个词的意思呢就是呢鱼的鱼米之乡。
Jesus may have been preached at Bethsaida.
咁呢耶稣呢应该呢在这个的伯赛大那里讲过道。
Because Matthew recorded his dismay at this place.
因为呢马太呢曾经说呢对于这个的地方呢曾经记载说呢对于这个地方很失望。
In Matthew 11,
在这个马太第十一章那里说
Jesus said, Bethsaida, if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon,
他说伯赛大如果所有发生在推罗西顿 的事都发生在身上、
they would have responded, repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes.
他们推罗西顿呢他都会去在这个披麻蒙灰来到去的定罪。
So Jesus was no stranger to Peter.
所以耶稣呢对于彼得来说呢不是一个陌生人。
But Peter was not yet an apostle.
但是呢彼得还是耶稣的门徒的使徒。
At your word, I shall launch out.
我听你的话我会落网。
He is a sign of true faith.
这个就是真真正正那个的信心。
Although not yet a full faith.
虽然还没是完全。
But this little faith is enough to lead to obedience.
但是这个这么微小的信心呢就是已经去带到他去这个信服。
Peter believed in Jesus.
彼得咧相信耶稣。
All promises of God are yes and amen in Jesus.
所有神嘅应许喺耶稣里边都会成就。
So by doing it,
咁样做嘅时候
，they enclosed a multitude of many fishes.
佢哋就捉到，佢哋就网到好多嘅鱼。
And their nets being almost torn.
佢嘅网差唔多都要烂。
Learn this principle.
咁我哋嚟睇睇呢啲嘅原则。
Obedience to God always leads to blessing.
呢个咧吓嘅信服上帝就会带嚟祝福。
This blessing may include huge costs.
呢啲嘅祝福咧，可能咧系会有带来好多嗰个嘅代价。
There may be persecutions.
可能会系包括呢个逼迫。
Misunderstandings.
甚至乎咧系死
，even death，
甚至死亡。
But faith conquers，
但系咧吓呢个嘅信心能够去胜过。
It overcomes the world，
啊呢、这个咧系胜过世界。
Quite often we are weary in doing good，
啊好多时咧吓、啊、我哋咧吓好担心会要做好嘅事。
And we get too tired，
啊或者好攰。
But Scripture says，
但系咧呢个圣经里边讲
，Let us not become weary in doing good，
啊让我哋咧唔好喺呢个行善事上边咧嚟到去嘅疲乏。
So it is a proper time we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up。
啊，如果我哋唔放弃，时候到嘅时候就会得到收成。
And they signaled to the partners in the other boat。
啊，咁咧，跟住咧，佢哋去叫其他船嘅佢哋嗰个同伴过嚟。
Come and help us。
啊，然后咧吓，你帮我哋啦。
Their boats were so filled up。
啊，因为咧吓，佢哋嘅船咧吓就装咗足够咁多鱼。
And they began to sink。
啊，甚至开始要去沉啦。
Such was the result of their obedience at Jesus' word。
啊，咁就系咧吓，当佢哋信服耶稣嘅话语嘅时候咧吓，佢哋所得到嘅嗰个嘅结果。
A little true faith leads to a huge success。
啊，一个好小嘅呢个真正嘅信心就带嚟好大嘅成功。
Seeing this, Peter and Simon fell at Jesus' knees。
咁跟住睇，咁呢个咧吓，西门彼得见到嘅时候咧，马上吓。伏在耶稣的脚前
saying depart from me O Lord
说主啊离开我
because I'm a sinful man
因为我是一个罪人
first note the change of addresses here
在这里我们看到彼得怎样去改变他用那个的称呼呢
earlier Peter called Jesus master
最先耶稣他是称呼耶稣做夫子
now he's calling him Lord
现在呢他是叫他是主啊。
Now, Peter had a fresh and new experience of Jesus.
啊彼得在能有一个新对耶稣一个新的经历。
And by this time, his knowledge of Jesus has increased.
啊他对耶稣那个的认识是增加了。
Now, he perceived something extraordinary about Jesus.
啊他看到在耶稣的身上呢有些很不同。
Now,Do you recall a change of titles recorded in John's Gospel?
啊，你有冇留意到咧？喺约翰福音嗰度咧，有对耶稣嘅称谓嘅称呼咧，都有改变咧。
Yeah, if we study chapter 4 in John's Gospel,
啊，如果我哋咧吓睇约翰福音第四章嘅时候，
now note carefully how the Samaritan lady,
啊，我哋睇一个撒玛利亚嘅妇人
，how her address to Jesus changed during the process.
啊，就系咧吓。怎样对耶稣的称呼呢是改变
Okay, but we know that Peter was first drawn to Jesus through his brother Andrew.
啊，我们知道呢，彼得首先是因为他的兄弟安德烈去带他去耶稣那里。
And he had a first impression of the Messiah.
啊，他呢，对这个尼赛亚有第一个的印象。
And with this present miracle,
那跟着藉着这个的神迹。
Now, Peter must have come to the conclusion.
啊，彼得呢一定话呢，个结论就是
that Jesus is indeed the Messiah.
啊，耶稣呢就是那位尼赛亚。
The Holy One of Israel.
啊，就是那位以色列的圣者。
The Son of Living God.
啊，就是呢永活真神的儿子。
The Lord.
就是那位主。
So note Peter's response.
我们看看留意到彼得那个的回应。
He was trembling and afraid.
啊，他是很震栗和呢很恐惧。
He was ashamed of himself.
啊，他对他自己是觉得呢是很惭愧。
It's very natural for the sinful soul to shrink from the presence of the all holy.
啊，这个呢啊，在对于一个呢有罪那个灵魂来讲，啊，见到一个全能的全圣的智者，他就会感到呢啊，他自己很渺小。
A consciousness of God's nearness and power and purity will at first make us fear.
啊，这个呢啊，对记看到接近神那个的权能和他那个的纯洁的时候呢就会呢，啊，令到我们感觉到这个的 敬畏。
Depart from me.
啊，離開我。
This shows Peter's humility and consciousness of his own sinfulness.
呢個咧係俾我哋睇得到咧，嚇彼得嗰個謙卑同埋咧，佢睇到佢自己嗰個嘅罪惡。
Now remember another instance recorded in Mark's Gospel.
啊，再記下我哋睇下喺馬可福音另一個嘅事情裏嗰度。
Jesus healed a demon-possessed man.
啊，耶穌醫治好一個被鬼附嘅人。
But those evil spirits were into the pigs.
啊，但係咧嚇，那個嘅邪靈就走入嗰個豬群裏邊。
And those pigs were drowned.
啊，咁啲豬咧冚唪都被淹死。
And the local people there, having heard this,
啊，喺嗰度嘅人聽到呢啲事之後。
They came and asked Jesus to leave them.
啊，咁佢又叫耶穌咧，去到耶穌嗰度叫耶穌離開佢哋。
To leave their region.
啊，去離開佢哋嗰個嘅地方。
So we are not worthy to be with him.
啊，我哋實際上係不值得去同耶穌一齊。
Yet he died for us and called us brothers.
但係佢為我哋死，叫我哋稱呼我哋做佢嘅兄弟。
Scripture says,
这个圣经那里讲,
who being in very nature God,
啊，那个话呢，啊，这个在这个圣经里面，那个，神那个的本身,
did not consider equality with God,
啊，不将他自己当为呢，是同等的,
something to be grasped,
啊，还有呢，是要他自己得到的,
but made himself nothing,
啊，但是呢，他倒虚自己,
taking the very nature of a servant,
啊，这个成为仆人的样式,
being made in human likeness,
啊，成为人的形象,
and being found in appearance as a man,
啊，作为一个人这样出现。
He humbled himself,
啊，他倒虚自己,
and became obedient to death,
啊，同埋啊，甚至咧呢，这个信服，甚至到死,
even death on a cross,
甚至喺十字架上。
And scripture also says,
啊，咁另一个经文嗰度就话,
since the children have flesh and blood,
啊，因为咧吓，儿子系有血肉之体。
Now he too shared in their humanity.
啊，佢亦都去分享佢嗰个嘅谦卑。
So that by his death,
咁因住佢嗰个嘅死亡
，he might destroy him who holds the power of death.
啊，就系咧吓，战胜嗰啲胜过嗰个死亡嗰个权能。
That is the devil.
啊，就系嗰个嘅魔鬼。
And free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death.
啊，就系咧吓，释放嗰啲喺呢个慰劳嘅。
So full amazement surrounded them.
啊，咁咧吓，佢哋好都觉得咧非常之惊奇。
Because they have caught so many fish.
啊，因为佢咧捉咗好多鱼。
Now are there things when the Lord amazed us?
啊，其他嘅嘢吓，上帝嘅事有冇令到我哋觉得惊奇咧
？Well, can you remember being surprised by God?
啊，我哋有冇谂到咧吓？有冇曾经咧吓，被神嚟到去令到我哋觉得好惊奇？
Now I had several experience.
啊，我曾经有几个嘅经历。
I'm sorry for this because I'm probably giving too much personal testimonies here.
或者吓，我讲得太多个人嘅见证啦。
Now my first publication came.
我第一篇嘅论文。
After many many times of failure.
啊，数失败咗好多次。
But suddenly one day I received an email.
啊，但有一日咧，忽然间我收到一个电邮。
This person was an journal editor.
啊，这个、呢是一个一本杂志的编辑。
Now he read an earlier draft of my paper.
啊，佢曾经睇过我一篇论文嗰个嘅草稿。
And he liked it.
啊，佢好中意佢。
So he asked me whether I would like this paper to be published in his journal.
啊，就话我可唔可以咧吓喺我嗰个杂志嗰个嘅期刊上边咧吓去出版你呢一篇嘅文章咧？
I was so glad.
啊，我真系好高兴。
Oh, of course.
当然啦，一定高兴啦。
That was a thrilling experience.
啊，咁呢个咧真系一个咧系好大嘅一个系好特别嘅经历。
And that experience was repeated later on.
啊，咁呢个经历咧吓，我之后咧仲有都遇到几次。
Now I'll keep this to myself.
啊，我留翻俾自己。
So as a Chinese proverb says.
啊，正如咧吓一个中国成语话。
When we want to plant a flower,
啊，我哋想到种一朵花嘅时候，
it does not blossom.
啊， 佢唔会开花。
But when we drop instantly a twig into the soil,
或者吓，我哋冇特别咧去谂，就抌咗粒种子落去泥土里边。
And it grows into a willow tree.
就会成为一棵树，大家都知道呢一句系咩啊？
Think about this.
谂一谂。
Think about your past experience.
谂一谂咧吓，你以往嘅经历。
Were you amazed by what happened to you?
有冇咧吓，曾经吓你喺身上所发生，喺你身上所发生嘅事，你会觉得咁惊奇咧？
But of course, it may be that you did not know God at that time.
或者喺嗰个时候你冇去，你未认识神。
And your experience may not be the same as what Peter and his partners experienced here.
或者咧，你嗰经历同唔同彼得同埋佢嗰同伴所经历到嘅。
But God is good.
但系咧吓，上帝系信实嘅。
He does us good.
佢亦都咧吓会做好嘅，为你做好嘅事。
So were James and John.
咁咧呢个咧吓，呢个雅各同埋约翰。
Who are partners of Simon Peter?
就系咧西门彼得嗰个嘅同伴。
But Jesus said to Simon.
但系咧吓。耶稣对西门讲
：Be not afraid。
不要惧怕。
From now on。
由而家开始。
You shall be the catching of man。
你就要得人。
Be not afraid is another command。
唔好再惧怕，呢个又系另外一个嘅命令。
It is emphatic。
呢个系好强调嘅。
It has force。
呢个咧系有权能嘅。
It carries conviction。
呢个咧系带住好肯定嘅。
Be not afraid.
唔好惧怕。
It is addressed to Peter personally.
呢个咧系对彼得嚟讲。
Jesus first calmed Peter's fear.
耶稣最先去呢、这个胜过咗彼得嗰个嘅恐惧。
With mildness and tenderness.
系好柔和谦卑。
Jesus stilled his troubled feelings.
耶稣拎走佢嗰个嘅恐惧。
Do we sometimes shrink from Jesus?
我哋有冇时候咧系想离开过耶稣咧
？Because our conscience is condemning us.
因为咧吓，我哋嗰个良知咧去责备。
Yeah, when this happens.
当呢事发生嘅时候
，Do not be afraid.
唔好惧怕。
Jesus will take away our fears.
耶稣会拎走我哋嗰个嘅恐惧。
As long as we come to Jesus.
当我哋只要我哋去到耶稣嗰一步。
Being humbled.
谦卑落嚟。
Being trembling.
就带住战栗嘅心情。
He always calms our fear.
佢一定会胜过你嗰个嘅恐惧。
He is a comforting master and lord.
佢就会去安慰我哋。
A bruised reed shall he not break.
这个压伤嘅芦苇，佢唔会折断。
And a smoking flax shall he not quench.
将残嘅灯火，佢不会熄灭。
That's a very striking feature of what Jesus is.
就系耶稣嗰个嘅佢个特性。
And what he does.
佢所做嘅。
And what he does to us and to his followers.
对我哋同埋对佢嗰个跟随嘅人所做嘅。
So all of us can come to Jesus.
我哋每一个人都可以去到耶稣嗰度。
Whenever we need to.
我哋就唔会去惧怕。
Yeah, we can come to him without fear.
我哋可以唔使惧怕咁样去到佢嗰度。
Because he comes not to condemn us.
因为佢嚟到唔系去对呢个指责我哋。
But to save us.
但系咧去拯救我哋。
He comes so that we may have life.
佢就去到我哋嗰度，让我哋系有生命。
And we may have life to the full.
我哋可以得呢个满足嘅生命。
Now, Luke did not use the simple future tense here.
路加喺度咧冇用。一个咧系将来式嗰个嘅文化。
It doesn't say that you shall catch man.
佢冇话咧吓，你将来会得人。
So, but it really says here.
但系佢喺度咁样讲。
You will be the one who will catch man.
就系话咧吓，你就要得人。
Now, the grammar here is different.
佢喺度嘅文化系唔同。
A simple future case does not carry that force and conviction.
如果只一个简单嗰个嘅未来式唔会有呢个咁样嘅权力。
But the way the Luke Luke composes this verse,
但当你看路加写这些字眼用这些字眼的时候、
gives an impression,
给我一个的感觉
and Peter had no hesitation whatsoever,
那彼得呢他不再去犹豫
and Peter will have understood,
彼得会明白
what Jesus is saying to him,
他明白呢耶稣对他所说的说话
because Jesus by saying this,
因为耶稣这样说的时候
he is already telling Peter whatHis future work will be.
就是话俾彼得听，你将来会系点样
？What's the result of his future work？
同埋咧吓，因为你将来嗰个会咁样嘅时候，跟住个结果会系点
？So you will be the catching of man.
你就系要做嗰个得人嘅人。
So you will be the one who catches man.
你就系嗰个得人嘅人。
So this particular use is very emphatic.
咁咧系一个咧系好诶好强调嘅语气。
And remember what Jesus says in Matthew and Mark.
记唔记得咧吓？耶稣喺呢个诶马太同埋马可所讲嘅说话咧
？Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
跟来跟从我，我要使你得人如得鱼一样。
So they are now using the nets to catch fish.
而家佢哋系用呢个渔网嚟到去捉鱼。
In future, they will catch men.By preaching the gospel.
在将来呢他就会呢 就得到人就是靠着这个去宣讲这个福音。
Now, Jesus could not accomplish this alone.
耶稣不可以只是靠他自己来到去成就这些事。
Jesus needs their help.
耶稣需要他们的帮助。
So Jesus invited them.
所以呢耶稣去邀请他们。
So Jesus invited Peter and his partners.
耶稣呢是邀请彼得和埋佢嘅同伴。
Now calling here has a basic meaning of inviting。
呢个呼召亦都系有呢一个嘅邀请嘅意思。
Jesus issued an invitation。
耶稣咧去发出一个嘅邀请。
This invitation comes to Peter and his partners。
呢个邀请系俾去到彼得同埋佢嘅同伴嗰度。
Now, what is the purpose here?
咁呢个意思系咩咧？
The purpose is to bring men and women to His kingdom.
咁嗰个嘅目的咧，系将人不分男女带到佢嗰个嘅天国里边。
But there are no distinctions.
喺呢度系冇呢个嘅分别。
The gospel is an eternal gospel.
呢个嘅福音系一个永恒嘅福音。
And it covers all.
系包括所有嘅人。
Young and old.
年少年老。
The Hebrews and Greeks.
希伯来人希列人。
Master and slaves.
为奴嘅自主嘅。
Educated and uneducated.
呢个有教育嘅，未受过教育嘅。
Doctors and nurses.
医生护士。
Professors and students.
先生学生。
There is absolutely no exception.
系冇呢个嘅冇例外。
God loves all.
神爱所有嘅人。
And wants all to come to a saving knowledge of him.
系愿意每一个人咧都明白佢，都知道佢。
Now what is the result of this invitation?
咁呢一个嘅邀请带嚟咩嘅结果咧
？They drew the nets to the land.
佢咧就将嗰个嘅网摆翻喺个地干地上边。
And forsook everything.
跟住咧嚇，呢、這個撇下一切。
They followed him。
佢就跟隨佢。
The main verb here is followed him。
呢、這個主要嘅動詞咧就係話咧去跟從佢。
So in that day when Jesus was on earth，
喺當耶穌喺呢個世上嘅時候。
There were two conditions to follow Jesus。
去跟隨耶穌有兩個嘅條件。
They had to give up the fishing business。
佢哋咧係就要先放低咗佢哋嘅自己嗰個打魚。那个的生意
they had to leave everything and everybody else behind.
他呢就撇下所有的东
西 They needed to be with Jesus personally.
他要是每个人呢是亲自去跟耶稣一起
Learning from him.
又在他身上来到去学习
Getting to know him better.
去认识他们去认识他
And witnessing the miracles that he performed.
这个见证呢他所行过的神迹
Acquiring new skills in preaching the gospel.
这个呢学习新的方法来到技能来到去宣讲那个的福音
And above all,
最重要一样。
They were to be the witnesses of Jesus' passion and resurrection.
佢哋就去呢个嘅见证耶稣嗰个嘅死同埋复活。
And then they would be able to preach the gospel to all nations.
就系咁样咧，佢哋就可以咧向所有嘅对万国嚟到去宣讲呢个嘅福音。
Now the Pentecost of last Sunday.
上个星期日咧就系呢个圣灵降临节。
Was another milestone in this mission.
就系另一个嘅里程碑。
Through the pouring of the Holy Spirit,
就是透过这个圣灵的降临。
And the disciples were empowered to preach Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God.
他们门徒就得着能力去这个宣讲耶稣基督的天国。
And it was indeed a big catch.
实际上真是一个很大的那个的得人的机会。
That more than 3,000 believed.
第一个人呢超过3,000人信主。
So the call, although issued to Peter,
所以那个呼召虽然是去彼得那里。
But actually applied to them all.
实际上是对他每一个人来说。
Jesus addressed Peter as a representative.
耶稣对这个彼得来说作为将彼得当为一个代表。
To follow Jesus is one single most important qualification.
这个呢跟随耶稣就是最重要的一个条件。
To become a catcher of man.
这个就是说呢成为一个得人的人。
Without forsaking everything.
如果你没有去撇下所有的一切。
They could not follow Jesus.
他们不可以跟随耶稣。
Without following Jesus.
如果他们没有去跟随耶稣。
There's no way that they can catch man.
他们就不能够得到得人。
So they heard this call.
他们听到这个呼召。
So they responded to this invitation.
他们回应这个呼召。
Have they regretted their decision?
他们有没有去后悔他们那个的决定呢?
Now we know the world has been turned upside down.
跟着现在整个世界都被他们反转过来。
But by this small group of people.
就是因为这一小群的人。
Who followed Jesus.
就是因为他们去跟随耶稣。
And the world was never the same again.
这个世界再不是跟以前一样了。
This is exactly what God intended.
这个就是呢上帝所需要的。
Glory to him forever and ever.
就是呢永耀永远都归于他。
Now Jesus is not physically with us.
耶稣今天不是跟我们一起。
Now yet his presence is real and true.
但是他那个的出现 是很实在。
Now we did not see him.
我们看不到他。
But we believed.
但是我们相信。
And we love him.
我们爱他。
Now we love with joy unspeakable and with glory.
我们对他的爱是这个是 言语不能够形容。
Now here's a question.
这个就是那个问题了。
What does Jesus call us to do today?
耶稣今天呼召我们做什么？
Now, each of us has to find out our personal answer to this question.
我们每一个人都要对我们有我们自己每一个人的答案。
Now, whatever your answer to this question is,
无论你的答案是怎样。
One thing is certain.
有一样很肯定。
We are all called to know him.
我们每一个人都去呼召来到去认识他。
To serve him.
去服侍他。
And to glorify him.
去荣耀他。
It doesn't matter who we are.
无论你是谁。
It doesn't matter what we do.
无论你是做的是什么。
It doesn't matter where we are.
无论你是在哪里。
It doesn't matter if we are in the church.
无论你是在教会里面。
Now, out of the church.
或者在教会出面。
In whom or at work.
在家或者在你工作的岗位上面。
So what really matters?
最重要的一样。
Is that we remain in him.
就是在他的里面。
To bear fruits.
去结果子。
Now he went away to prepare a place for us.
他就离开我们去为我们预备地方。
And one day he'll come again.
有一天他会再来。
And to take us to where he is.
去将我们带我们去回他那里。
There will be specific calls, however.
有一些呼召是很特别。
And he called some apostles.
他有些呼召他们做这个的使徒。
Some evangelists.
有些是传福音的。
Some pastors and teachers.
有牧师和教师。
Now such distinctions have nothing to do with whether one receives a stipend from the church.
这些的分别不是说你有没有 在教会里面做受薪的工人。
Or whether you are a member of the church committee even.
或者你是在教会那个的堂委会里面。
But he still calls some people to full-time ministry.
他仍然去呼召一些人是全时间来到去服侍他。
That is a really serious matter.
啊，咁呢个咧系一个系好严肃嘅事。
It's a duty of us all.
啊，呢个咧就系我哋每一个人嘅责任。
And to find out for ourselves.
啊，揾出我哋自己。
And for each other.
啊，同埋其他嘅人啊，为大家。
Now whether Jesus calls some into the ministry.
啊，无论系耶稣又叫系呼召一啲人去服侍佢。
Sometimes we may think that we are called.
啊，有时咧我哋会话。会觉得啊，我哋系受到呼召。
But the call has to be tested.
啊，但系呢个嘅呼召一定需要系得到呢个嘅证实。
Now Jeremiah was so convinced by his call.
啊，耶利米系好肯定佢自己嘅呼召。
Now he said that from his mother's womb.
啊，佢话喺母腹里边。
And the Lord God has called him.
啊，就主已经系呼召咗佢。
Now Paul was also convinced.
啊，保罗亦都系好肯定。
That God called him even when he was in his mother's womb.
啊，保罗都肯定话咧吓，当佢喺佢母腹里边嘅时候，佢妈妈嘅母腹里边嘅时候，佢上帝已经呼召咗佢啦。
And separated him to the task of preaching the gospel.
啊，将佢分别出嚟嚟到去传福音。
And preach the gospel to the Gentile nations.
啊，系向外邦人嚟到去传福音。
Now we see this from the passage on Levi.
啊，我哋咧亦都系睇到咧吓，跟住嗰个章里边咧系讲到咧呼召呢个利未。
Now once one is truly called.
啊，当一个人咧系真真正正系被呼召嘅时候。
Now one has to wind up his business.
啊，咁佢咧系就会咧去结束佢哋自己所做嘅生意。
Now what Levi did when Jesus called him.
啊，咁利未佢哋当耶稣呼召利未嘅时候，利未点样做啊
？Now Levi left his position in the text.Office,
啊，利未咧就系离开佢嗰个嘅税关嗰度。
Had a party in his house.
啊，喺佢屋企开个 party.
Well, he said farewell to his friends.
啊，咁咧系对佢朋友拜拜。
And he followed Jesus.
对朋友讲再见，然后咧跟住咧去跟从耶稣。
And he wrote the first book in the New Testament.
跟住咧吓，佢系写咗新约圣经里边第一本书。
Jesus is now in heaven.
啊，耶稣现在喺天堂嗰度。
He was dead.
啊，佢系已经死咗啦。
He became alive again.
但系咧，佢又再复活。
And he's living forever and ever.
啊，咁跟住咧，佢就喺度永远咁样活下去。
God the Father has given him all authority.
啊，上帝已经天父已经将所有嘅权柄赐咗俾佢。
Giving him the name that is above every other name.
啊，天上地下嘅权柄都已经俾咗佢。
And God the Father and the Son.
啊，这个天父同埋呢个父神嘅儿子。
Has sent the Holy Spirit at Pentecost.
啊，就喺呢个五旬节嘅时候赐下圣灵。
And we also have all received the Holy Spirit.
啊，我哋每一个人都已经接受咗呢个圣灵。
And are filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，接受咗呢个圣灵，充满被呢个圣灵嚟充满。
And the very Spirit that raised Jesus.From death.
啊，这个的圣灵也是呢将耶稣由死里复活那个圣灵一样，那个灵一样。
Now it may be strange to say this.
啊，在听来是好像是很特别。
But it is true.
但这个是真实的。
The spirit that we received.
啊，我们所接受的灵。
Is the same spirit.
就是同埋一个灵。
That raised Jesus from death.
啊，就是呢将耶稣由死里复活。
This is a wonderful thing.
啊，这个是他几咁奇妙的事。
The spirit is great.
啊，他的灵是很伟大。
The spirit is strong.
啊，他的灵是带着有能力。
And the spirit will be with us forever.
啊，他的灵就会以后与我们同一起同在。
Now what is he calling us to do right now this afternoon?
啊，好啦，这个下午他叫我们去呼召我们做什么呢？
As I can figure out.
啊，但我要去想一想。
Now he's calling us to do seven things.
他是叫我们去做七样东
西。The first one is to remember what he has done.
啊，就是叫我们第一记住他为我们所做的一切。
The second one is to understand what he has done.
啊，第二样呢，就是明白他为我们所做的。
The third one is to proclaim what he has done.
第三样就是去宣扬他为我们所做的。
And the next one is to celebrate what he has done.
啊，就是去庆祝他为我们所做的一切。
Fifthly is to thank him for what he has done.
第五呢，就是去这个多谢他为我们所做的一切。
And the sixth one is to enjoy His presence.
第六就是呢去享受祂与我们一起的同在。
And the last one is to have fellowship with Him.
到最后呢就是呢跟祂有这个的团契的关系。
And to have fellowship with each other.
但是弟兄姊妹之间彼此都有团契。
Well, I am already anticipating a little bit.
我现在已经是准备好了。
But I believe that's what God is calling us to do this afternoon here.
我已经是感受到一些，但是我又很肯定呢，这个就是上帝在这个下午叫我们所做的。
Yes, He's with us always.
没错，他与我们常时时同在。
Even to the end of the world.
直到世界的末了。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your power and your glory.
天父啊，我哋感谢你嘅能力同埋你嘅荣耀。
And you have called us individually.
你系对我哋每一个人嚟到去作出呼召。
From darkness into your wonderful light.
由呢个进入你嗰个奇妙生命里边。
Through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
藉住主耶稣基督嘅血。
Whom you raised him from death.
就由死里将佢复活过嚟。
And set him at your right hand.
就坐喺你嘅右边。
Higher up in heaven.
喺高天之上。
We thank you for the Holy Spirit.
我哋感谢你嘅圣灵。
Who is enabling us.
去让我哋。
To believe.
去相信。
To witness.
去见证。
To serve.
去服侍。
Oh, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊。
The Spirit of Truth.
真理的灵。
May you remain with us forever.
让你永远都同我们一起。
Until today.
直至到那日。
I will see the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再见到主耶稣基督。
Our Savior.
我们的救主。
And to be with you.
去同你一起。
Forever and ever.
永远同你一起。
Glory, may glory be to you.
愿一切的荣耀都归给你。
From now on,
由现在
to eternity,
直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.